This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastava. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Colombo on a three-day state visit to Sri Lanka. The Prime Minister was warmly welcomed by the Indian community, after which he witnessed a series of cultural exhibits that showcased the shared artistic and musical heritage of both the countries. Today, Mr. Modi will witness signing of agreements in various sectors including defence and energy and virtually participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur Solar Power Project. Prime Minister Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok yesterday, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in the light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. Highlighting BIMSTEC as a vital bridge between South Asia and Southeast Asia, the Prime Minister underlined that the group has become an impactful platform for regional cooperation, coordination and progress. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this training, scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. Prime Minister also had a meeting with the King and Queen of Thailand at the Dusit Palace in Bangkok. Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand yesterday. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh Muhammad Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. During the meeting with his Nepalese counterpart KP Sharma Oli, Prime Minister Modi said India attaches immense priority to relations with Nepal. Earlier, Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with Myanmar's senior general Minh Aung Hlaing. The Union Cabinet has approved four projects of Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in three states including Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. He said the projects will increase existing network of Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometres. The minister said these multi-tracking proposals will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections across railways. The Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Programme 2 with 100% central funding with a total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. The programme would help in the comprehensive development of the villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India would emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Addressing the second edition of the Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India will foray in a very big way into the world of innovation and will make its presence felt on the global stage. He said that young India is raring to go and are ready to capture the world. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has disbursed financial assistance for education to all eligible applicants under labour welfare schemes meant for the wards of Bidi, Sine and non-coal mine workers. A total of 32.51 crore rupees has been disbursed to over 92,000 wards of Bidi, Sine and non-coal mine workers who applied for scholarships during the academic year 2024-25. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 204 runs for victory, Mumbai Indians made 191 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, hosts Lucknow Super Giants scored 203 runs, losing 8 wickets in 20 overs. Skipper Hardik Pandya picked up 5 wickets for Mumbai, while Digvesh Singh Rathi picked up 1 wicket by giving away just 21 runs for Lucknow. Digvesh was adjudged the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.